It's a new year, new resolutions, new me. So when I start a new resolution, I say hello to HelloFresh. You guys, you all see what I did there. This new year, nothing hits like home cooking. HelloFresh brings back the joy of the kitchen with recipes that feel good and taste delicious night after night. If you ever heard a song here, we have HelloFresh many times. We love HelloFresh. You can get anything seafood for me, and I'm a fan. What I like most about HelloFresh personally is what I like most about it, besides the flavors and the options, is just spending time with my daughter making food. Everything comes together, it's packaged, you just put it together, and it's a good time for me and her to bond. She gets to learn how to cook. Me too. To be honest, it's not my strong suit, but together we make good, delicious meals and we bond over food. Bring people together with meals that are simple and rewarding on a busy week night. Over 100 mouth-watering recipes each week, from seasonal favorites to global dishes. Big portions, and no one leaves the table hungry. Choose from 35-plus high-protein weekly recipes, including new Mediterranean and GLP-1 friendly options. Don't you look at me like that. Made with wholesome ingredients like sustainable source seafood and 100% antibiotic and hormone-free chicken. I tell you, man, you give me shrimp, salmon, any kind of scallop, any kind of seafood. I'll eat a whole octopus raw if HelloFresh has it. Steak and seafood plus three times more seafood options at no extra cost. Feast on seasonal produce from the stone fruit to corn on the cob. I never even heard of a stone fruit. I gotta cop in. Because when dinner tastes this good, nothing hits like home cooking. So right now, go to HelloFresh.com/issues. Issues 10FM. That's HelloFresh. .com/issues10fm, issues 10fm, to get 10 free meals plus a free Z Willing knife. A free Z Willing knife. This is new, which is a $145 value on your third box. What'd you say, Chaz? Read it again. All right. Go to HelloFresh.com/issues10fm, issues 10fm, to get 10 free meals plus a free Z Willing knife on your third box. That's incredible, bro. Offer valid while supplies last. Free meals applied at discount on first box and new subscribers only. Varies by plan. Do yourself a favor, get cooking, get healthier, save some bread, enjoy your family meals with HelloFresh.
We out here trying to function.
Trying to function. Trying to function.
I gotta send you some more Bay Area music.
Oh, please do. You know what's funny? I think he tried to get me on Larry June. And Larry June is cool. He's a little boring to me.
Larry June is dope, but when you and Larry has more of a universal sound than a Bay Area sound. And which is, there's no slight against Larry June. It's just to say that, I mean, that's how dope he is. But if you want that, like, you want to hear some stuff you like where other people from other regions will be like, why are they listening to this?
I want the slappers,
Yeah, you
you know
want
what
the
I'm saying?
slappers and the
And the
blappers.
blappers.
You want the gorillas in the trunk.
I'm always in the DC some bass shit.
Yeah, you do.
I took that one. I forgot where we went in DC, but I was like, give me all the bay. I said, I want it all right now.
Oh, are you sure?
I said, and then I was listening to I was trying to put somebody else on Mac Dre. I say, yo, dude was so clever and funny, bro.
Clever, bro. He
It's
mixed it all. Com
right up
com
my
comedic,
alley.
yeah. Comedic timing with the just thug stuff,
With the
but it's not.
bars
It didn't
and
take this stuff. Didn't take itself too serious.
hey,
Nah, I
wait,
was like,
is Keon gonna have to pay $10? He's late.
it's a great. He had to send us some Bitcoin or something.
Yeah, I'm like, does he how's he gonna do this? He gonna send
Wait, how are we
it.
gonna split our pizza money? Keon got all the cash.
He do got all the cash.
He walked away with it. He
And
probably invented
Keon's
already.
so cheap. That's why I gave it to him. I said, it's the only person who may not spend all this cash.
That's real base stuff.
No, that's the person who would spend it. They might forget about it.
To pay his bills and not using his own money. That's a very good point.
They gonna forget about it. I forgot about your Wookiee.
You know, if I had a company and you were late to a Zoom meeting, you're fired, right?
Fired,
Yeah.
bro.
Like
There's
you're done, right?
absolutely zero
Fired.
reason to be late to home.
Late to waking up.
Like if my meeting's at 9 a.m. and you get there at 9:01, I go like, what do I need you for?
Remember that joke I used to have, that Target joke? Man, I got fired from a work at home job for not coming to work. Supervisor called me and left me a message on my voicemail. Hey, DC, don't wake up this morning. That's what Keon is doing right now.
I love jewels. We talk about, well, can I get that in the gift card?
Can I get down the gift card, please? I'm coming back tomorrow. I'm fired. Wait a minute, I quit. Can I get in a gift card, please? I'm coming back tomorrow.
He said, I don't even work here.
Oh, Keon, we just well, let's rock with the show. We on now, true.
We already started.
Yeah.
Might as well just got Dion again if he was gonna be an hour and a half late to work. And
Man,
he picked this time also. This is a isn't did wouldn't Keon pick 1 o'clock?
Keon definitely picked 1 o'clock with a hard out.
Can't even get a hard in, no pause.
Yeah, okay. We were good at 10, 11. Keon said, I can do one. I can do 1 o'clock, baby.
Come on,
Yeah,
man.
that's a this is a late one too.
Yeah, that's a late one.
Oh, he's waiting for his text to catch up. I ain't heard that one before. That's a good
No, good.
That's that cruise ship talk. Oh, I was on the boat, guys. I couldn't get the messages.
Want to hear
I'm
all that.
laughing because his message came directly through right now to us. Where I'm like, hold on.
I'm gonna
Oh, he
send it
just
again.
texted?
Yeah, he
Yeah.
just texted, waiting for his text to come through.
I'm gonna send it
What
again.
text?
I guess he's saying texts aren't coming through.
Oh, maybe. I mean, I got the one Chaz sent me. I'm
Coon
getting
talk.
all of them. And
That's
I
what we
left them
call coon
out.
talk. Don't believe none of that. There he
Anything
is.
that
Coon
came
talk
through.
to you. Where'd your eyebrows go, Chaz? You doing a roll?
Right here.
Yeah, I'm looking. What happened? You
They
cut them
look
off?
lighter. It's
Maybe
the
it's the light, maybe it's the lighting.
the blur.
It
Oh
blurred
yeah,
your
you probably tapped
eyebrows.
into that blur. What's up, Keonathan?
What's up? What's up?
How you doing?
What's up, Keontae?
Feeling, guys? What's up,
I'm
man?
glad the text made it through.
Bro, I don't never open my laptop, so I gotta like wait for it to load up and then finally I can click on it.
Yeah, the guys were saying they don't believe you. They're like, "How is this dude late?" And I was like, "Man, Keon got a reason. Of course, Keon would have a reason
Oh,
if
oh shit. We was all shredding you,
Yeah, it was
Keon.
pretty. It was pretty.
That's okay.
Lot of shredding going on.
We fixed our phones and shit.
We had time.
As you can see, they're blurred out.
They blurred out.
Yeah,
I
Chad showed
believe
me
you,
how to
man.
do it.
Come
Take the
on, man.
artwork. I'm leaving it as is.
Yeah. The generic. It came with the house. He's like, you want to take this down? No, just keep that there. That's fine right there.
I think I got it off a set, to be honest with you.
Nice. That's how you do it. I'll be stealing mash it off of sets.
They had the best stuff.
They got everything.
I didn't know, Craig, and you maybe can elaborate on this. On the set we were just on, we were doing scary. It was some people that were like, they gave me these clothes so I can have them. But when the stuff I wanted, they was like, nah, they gotta be hung back up. I was like, bro, they letting people leave
Well,
with Jordans and stuff?
what happens is some items they get free, some items they have to return, and some items that they get, they have to stock them. And if they paid for them, they have to stock them and send them into the studio. Studio
Okay.
it keeps a lot of the wardrobe, just in case. And a lot of stuff can't be sent home, just in case there's reshoots. They can't be like, oh shit, we gave the sneakers away that you're wearing in this scene.
You know, certain people that was like, yeah, I get to keep these Jordans, and I was almost close to hating and being like, but he get to keep his and I can't keep mine. I just didn't
You
do
talking
it.
about G? You could say G
No,
kept
not G. It wasn't, no,
his
it wasn't
Travis
G. I was
Scotts.
talking about Mo. Not G.
Gotta
Mo was
keep the
like, they gave me
stuff.
these Jordans. I just, what? I
Yeah,
got
they give
props.
snowshoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be stealing stuff, props and stuff like that. I'd be taking things. Oh, ain't nobody gonna miss this. Let me get
Usually I only take chair backs.
chair backs like
With
the
your
like
name in the
the
movie
name on them.
title.
Those are good though.
And I forgot mine this
Yeah,
time.
you didn't even
DC had.
care about it. Nah, you don't usually take nothing. He didn't even care about his chair back. They
You
was
got
right. It
plenty
was the
of them.
last day of
You
the
got so
shoot.
many
You
of
got
them.
plenty of them. Nah, Craig so used to chair backs. He didn't even care about
Yeah.
this one.
Another one?
It was the
My
last day of the
gosh.
shoot, and they was take
I'll
everybody was
put
like, let
this
me get
in
my
the
chair back. And Craig wasn't there. I was like, I'm taking my nigga's chair back for him so he could have this.
Yeah, I'll put it on one of the kids' chairs in the playroom.
Have these been up like uploading?
This episode, I did the videos came from this. They're on the channel.
Okay.
Oh, really? What are
You
the
talking about
people
these?
saying? I didn't go through the
No,
notes. What are the
not
people
this,
saying?
like right now, but like the ones we've been doing via Zoom.
Yeah,
Yeah,
yep.
only done one.
Yeah. But yeah, last week is up. I had to get still go through a mirror them until this whole switch over, but
I was like, hey, Chaz, A1 on the clip work, bro.
yeah, it's coming in. It's coming in pretty good.
You
It's
gotta you gotta tell us when you're about to post those.
too much, bro, because they're all scheduled and every time it posts, I'm not gonna be like, hey guys, hey guys, hey guys. I was like, y'all see
No,
what
it
I see.
alerts us. It alerts me and
No,
I
it
post
alerts, but like at the same, I might be posting something already at the same, like, 'cause they've been coming at random
I
times.
go add them when you add them. 'Cause at first I was trying to, then I was like, they're just like the goal is to get 3 clips a day. That's the goal. So, but it's just gonna take a minute for me to like backlog, you know what I mean? But I went all the way back to the first episode of Us All Together. So seeing those clips when we first merged would be fun to see, you know, that whole conversation. So
What date are you dropping? Are you trying to drop Tuesday still, or just, well, of course
no,
not Tuesday.
we're still same Thursdays. We're not changing nothing.
Okay.
Thursday morning, still gonna drop. I'm gonna do the ad after this. Like, we're gonna just keep doing what we've been doing.
I'm proud of you, Chaz.
Thanks, man. And
You
you know
holding
what?
us together.
Technology has helped, bro, because even with
Oh,
writing,
there you
having
go.
AI, you can do a lot more stuff. You know what I mean? Because before, it's overwhelming. I'm like, you gotta do this podcast, and I have the other podcast, and you're writing, you're trying to do stand-up, but having AI, I go like, oh, I can do all this at one time, all this at one time, and have the time. So technology kind of helps
You're
out.
like an adoptive agency and keeping the family together. I don't want no brothers and sisters
Keep my
separated.
brothers
I
together.
want them all in the same house. That's what
Don't
you're doing right
separate the
now.
siblings.
You're the big brother keeping the little sister and the little brother together right now.
That's hilarious.
Because
Oh yeah, here it is.
I would like for us all to get a spot again, but I'm waiting on these people. So, but you know how that goes. You know, they say one thing and then we'll see what they say. But this is cool.
And we
Yeah.
back with another episode of Daddy Issues.
Bang,
Burp, burp, burp. A
bang,
gunshot.
bang,
Gunshot.
bang, 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 bang.
I'm done. Because we could even bring people in the Zoom. Like, you can have face, like, people with no voices in the Zoom. So they could actually be in here live with us, like, watching, like, seeing the reactions and stuff that we say, also. So we
Yeah,
got
that's
options.
fine.
You know what I'm
We
saying?
can get some incredible, not that we weren't getting good guests with our guest hosts, but we can get some incredible other, we all know enough people that would happily pick up their phone real quick for 40 minutes at their house and
Right.
talk with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
So,
a lot easier to do it this way.
Yeah,
As
it
far as
is.
guests, as far as guests.
Right.
But even just getting around, because it's like everybody's busy, dog.
Nigga, I
Everybody's busy
barely
driving
made it here. I
around.
barely
Yeah,
made it.
it's like that right now.
Wait,
So
where you at, Keon? Talk about I barely made it
I
here.
was coming from a meeting.
Oh.
That's why I pushed it to one, because I was like, I think I can do that, but I gotta leave at 2:15 to go pick the kids up. So I had a small window.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keon squeeze us in like some skinny
What are you
jeans.
making, tea or something right now? Can't look, you're making tea.
I'm like,
No, I'm eating.
oatmeal.
I haven't eaten. Look like
Oh.
you eating the oatmeal mush. It don't look exciting, whatever you're eating.
Oh no, it's I went to I had grabbed Cava. What is it called? Cava?
Kava's hella good.
Kava?
Craig put me on Kava. Kava hella good.
What is Cava?
Indian Chipotle.
Show us your bowl. Show me what you're eating.
No, it's Greek Chipotle.
It's hella good in
Greek.
here, bro.
It's Greek
Ooh, that
Chipotle.
look
Yeah.
fire.
You got lamb balls in there?
No, I went to chicken.
You went to Harissa Chicken?
I got no, just the regular chicken. Could I get the harissa sauce and the harissa hummus on it?
You got the okay. That's those little spice on it.
That
Yeah.
look fire, bro. That looks great.
It's good.
Where has harissa been our whole life? Has that been a thing our whole life and we just haven't had it?
I've just heard of it right
We
now.
just wasn't cultured before. Let's just be honest.
Touche.
Harissa, we weren't cultured. We didn't know nothing. We knew burgers, dogs, fried chicken, you know, and then
Man, harissa is Middle Eastern ranch.
yeah.
It's Middle Eastern Chick-fil-A sauce. Now
No,
it's
I would say
everywhere.
I would say
It's over ranch.
It's hot sauce.
Because they got the tahine, which is like the more hummusy one. And then they got the
The
tzatziki
tahini
sauce.
is
I would
more
say
like,
tzatziki is their ranch.
yeah, that's the yogurt joint.
Yeah.
Yeah, harissa is just their hot sauce, basically.
It's that barbecue sauce.
But I
Yeah.
taste a little bit of olive in the harissa too.
Probably. That's a
Well,
big Mediterranean thing.
it's
Yeah.
Mediterranean, so everything has a little olive kick to it.
Yeah.
My first real introduction to anything fancy, I was a whole adult. Sushi and smoothies. I was like, I've never had one of these.
The
I
most
was an
basic
adult the
stuff.
first time I had a smoothie. Yep.
Oh, I thought you said you had those together. I was like, that sounds
No,
horrible.
just at different times. I was like,
Sushi, I understand. But smoothies is pretty. I guess it.
I'm pretty sure there were smoothie spots in Michigan and Lansing somewhere, but I can't tell you ever running. Like, I don't remember a Jamba Juice around. I don't remember this. Mind you, this is, we're talking pre-2003, 2000. I think I left in 2006 or something like that. So I just don't remember any of that, like, around. I don't
No,
remember any time I could go get a sushi.
I get what Chaz is saying, because smoothies weren't just a common thing when I was growing up.
I thought he was saying he never had a smoothie in general. I
Oh,
didn't know he
no,
was saying
not till I
spot.
got out here as an adult. And then the smoothies were everywhere. And I was like,
But
ooh, let me
smoothie
try.
spots weren't a thing like that, but people were making smoothies.
Wait,
Sure, we never did.
is Orange Julius considered a
Oh,
smoothie?
hell
Yeah.
yeah. That was in the mall.
Because
That
if
was
you
in the
had an
mall.
Orange Julius, you had a smoothie.
I don't think we ever had Orange Julius, though. I don't think I ever had one. I don't think I still ever had one to this day.
It was delicious back in the day.
Fire.
Orange Julius. Oh my
Hell
God, it was
yeah.
incredible. I just remember
That
they had that big ass orange. I was like, nigga, I don't want orange juice. Watch out.
it's definitely bubble guts. It's like orange juice and milk mixed.
Oh, that
It tastes
sounds
like a
terrible.
creamsicle.
I wasn't a big fan of creamsicle, so that makes
It's
sense.
delicious. But was the black households just not making smoothies when we were growing up?
Not unless you're one of them Dr. Sebi families. You had to stand your feet in the grass every morning before you went to school.
Actually, you know what? It wasn't for fun. Like, I used to see my uncle making like the powder smoothies,
The
the
Dick
workout smoothies. Not no, not the not the house party Dick Gregory smoothies. What was that? Tiny was drinking them in the living room.
Gregory's?
Yeah, if you were
Oh
drinking
no, it was
smoothies.
the dad. He was like, I'm about to make one of these Dick Gregory's.
Yeah, if you were drinking smoothies back then, it was because you were trying to live. Like,
You're hella healthy, yeah.
yeah.
It wasn't just like for fun. Now it's regular. Now it's regular. My kid eats sushi, bro. I'm like, Izzy be like, can we have sushi today? And in my mind, I'm like, oh, it's fancy as hell.
Wait, sushi the raw kind? Because my kids ate like any cooked sushi, like the bootleg sushi, not like
Nah,
the.
she'll do the raw tuna and the raw salmon.
Oh, wow.
I don't think she ever knew what it was, so
She
she
got a
just
little
started.
fancy, them little fancy taste buds right there.
She better
Let me have some yellow tail.
Izzy done
Not
had some
like
shit I've
yellow
never
tail.
had. She had like I was a whole adult if I had lamb. I was like,
I think when I
man.
had lamb.
It took me forever to get off veggie rolls and shrimp tempura. That was the only
Ooh.
sushi I ate.
Fair, that's
Fire.
fair. Fire though.
So is that not considered, are the rolls not considered like real sushi?
I don't know.
Well,
I
there's
see like the
different
hand
kinds.
rolls. You have
Yeah, I'm
those?
talking about the
Yeah, you
rolls
got
you
hand
get
rolls.
at Ralph's or
You're
the
talking about the
grocery
regular
store.
ones.
Yeah. Seaweed and rice.
I think it gets to a point, like when you get to the fried chicken roll, it's like, all right, this ain't
Yes.
sushi.
We're out of sushi.
The New York
It's
steak roll,
delicious.
you're like, this, no. Y'all just wrap some shit in rice. It
A fried chicken roll is crazy.
sound good though,
Sounds
right?
amazing.
Make sure y'all come to Soul Sushi. I'm opening it up soon next to Orlando Brown's crazy ass chicken.
I think Craig was telling me that he ain't really in there cooking the chicken. I thought he was in there dating. He had a grill going, a fryer.
No, they
Orlando
cook
Brown?
off site and they bring it in to a restaurant and their stuff is like on the side type shit.
Man,
Well,
that don't count as no restaurant.
apparently he just got shredded though. Some influencer like made a video and Orlando Brown's supposed to be suing him or something like that.
That's the one I'm talking about where he went to the restaurant and
Yeah.
they were closed down. Then he went to the other one and found out that they cook the chicken and bring it there, that they
Really?
don't cook it on location.
He said the chicken was hard. I watched the video. He said it still had feathers on it. It wasn't seasoned evenly.
Oh,
It was a mess.
wow. He gave it a four. He tried to break it and it wouldn't break. You know how you break a
It was a
wing?
mess.
It was just like it flexed all the way around and touched down. You got a
It
yoga
looked like some
chicken.
crazy
That shit, it
That
was
chicken
mad
was
flexible.
dolphin.
You know how you're supposed to rip the wing and it like rips apart? That shit just touched and came back.
Tendonism
No separation.
supposed to happen.
That shit just yawned and said,
That's crazy. He had a
huh.
good stretch.
What that nigga serve?
Pigeon.
You can't just bring in stuff from outside and be like, hey, this is what I'm selling y'all.
I watched the video, so they bring the little trays of chicken, but then when they're serving it out, they squirt their little sauce on it, depending on what flavor you want. Then they squirt their sauce. He got the what's the one? He got the what did he say that day? The Oshkosh mouthwash sauce. He got the these are the sauces he named after all his viral moments. He got the oosh
That kid is extremely talented though, bro. Like, he's extremely talented.
ain't a kid no more. That's a grown-ass man
I
now.
mean, true.
Well,
Like,
this is what they
you
want.
remember the kid.
This is what
Right.
they wanted from him. So he's manipulating the system. He tried to act. He tried to do music. He was doing music, and then his biggest song was when he had a clip that went viral and someone made a beat behind it. But he was actually in the studio trying to do music. It's been a nice little journey for that kid.
I guess it's dope to see him figure out a way to stay relevant though, because he knows how to stay relevant. He knows what to do. He'll do the mic, whatever mic suck thing. He stays relevant, bro. He does. Like
He knows how to do the mic suck thing.
I didn't want to demonstrate. And
Let me see
the,
it, bro. You got a mic there?
nah. No, it's the off. Nah, nah.
Grab a glizzy
Hey,
out
get caught on that fish hook. He looked like one of them little fish in the little bootleg game you buy for the kids that they just
the
open up like this.
fridge, bro. But apparently, when he's serious
Wild.
and he locks in, he can give like a good interview and make a lot of sense.
On film, he's dope. He's
Yeah.
still an amazing talent. He
Right.
just this is what they want from him, so he's gonna milk
No,
the system.
but I'm saying even when he's doing interviews, a lot of times they want the stuff where he's just being outlandish. But sometimes when he'll sit down with someone who's not wanting him to do that, and he'll I saw him give an interview where he was just very serious, very straightforward, making a lot of sense, and then saying, "I give the people what they want."
Well, I also seen an interview where they caught him doing meth
Oh, for
in
real?
their house. So, yes. Yeah.
This is a
It's
good
a
topic.
long
What
distance in between. They caught him in the
happened?
bathroom doing meth. I'm like, didn't I tell your ass not to do that in my house? You know, I
Oh, I
hear
saw
people
that.
get
That's
off my,
crazy. I didn't
get
know what
off my.
drug it was, but
Yeah, meth, I think it was meth. Meth was a drug of choice.
Black
Just a
people do
little,
meth?
man. He's like, can I get a meth, please? Hold
Yeah,
the film.
I heard meth is like 10
I thought
times
that
better
was
than
white
crack.
trash only. I didn't know that was a black drug.
I heard meth is like 10 times better than crack, though, bro.
I know it's cheaper, it's easier to make.
I mean, and it's supposed to get you higher, you know?
I don't
So.
think meth has a color. I think it's for all. It stands by all
No,
communities.
it's always
I
been like
don't know
a.
too many blacks on meth or that have done meth.
You wouldn't know anyway. I didn't know a lot of people on coke,
Touche.
unless you're in that community. I was saying this is
You
like
know when
when
they're on
somebody
crack.
wants to smoke weed, I disappear and a lot of people disappear and nobody notices unless you smoke weed. I noticed a bunch of people that was doing coke. I never noticed they disappeared in the room till one day I was like, wait, where'd all them people go that quick? And then I figured out, oh, whatever drug group you in, y'all disappear at the same time.
Interesting.
Meth heads just disappear forever. You just like,
Yeah.
hey, what happened to them niggas?
No, you notifying methods at GameStop. You trading in?
Trading.
Are you trading in all the old games, bro?
Oh, that's their new pawn shop. That's their pawn
Like
shop.
when I was in school, when I was in college, a lot of them were on meth up there, and they were always at GameStop trading in games, trying to get a little money to score again.
I was just wondering because I was like, what did they start trading in? Because nobody really has like radios in their car like that that they break in for. So it's GameStop games
It
now.
was always trading in games at GameStop, or they would be like just random, like, I got these Pokemon cards. You want some Pokemon cards? And you'd be like, nah,
Bro,
bro.
there's no way to make drugs healthier. There's no way to put some vitamins and protein in there or
But
something.
meth is like pure, it's just chemicals.
Yeah, but what I'm
Under the sink chemicals.
but can't you just dump in a crushed up vitamin inside it, bro?
I don't
It
think
ain't
that's
it's
gonna do
gonna
anything
that's
once
gonna
you
get
got the
over that's
leak.
gonna get overwritten by But it's something. It's what I'm saying. But
the
it's
raid
if
and
you don't put
ammonia
a
they put in that bitch.
multivitamin in,
Oh, they
it's a
have some of
mixture.
those. What's that like? What's the shit everybody's Ozempic? Those are like drugs that I guess you could put a fruit flavor in it and it'll be better.
Not a fruit flavor. I'm talking this is
So,
really healthy stuff that people can put in their body.
Chaz talking about when they come down, they like, oh, I feel druberant. I'm like, I'm good now. Like, I think I'm clear.
You can't put some B12 in a
Yeah,
meth.
that's what I was like.
It's
Crack with
like,
B12?
I don't know if
Yes.
B12 mixes with Clorox and
It's
pine salt.
already in there. Like, how is it gonna hurt to
Some
put
C
B12?
CMOS fentanyl? What
Is
the
it
hell is
gonna
it going
hurt at all to put that in there?
What topic was you trying to lead us into, DC?
Oh, I was talking about with Orlando Jones and child actors. Like, what is it? Like, how
Orlando
do you
Brown.
become a child actor and where you don't succumb to like the mold of like what Hollywood? Because a lot of them be struggling. Let's be honest. You know what I
Good
mean?
parenting. A lot of them parents don't be giving a fuck. They tell them kids, they sell them kids, bro. And them parents that you see, Brandy ain't Brandy mama didn't fuck around. They said Brandy mama was in on everything. Like, you
Well, it's
not.
kind of hard to say that because you're talking about, but Brandy's mama is also Ray J's mama.
Ray J ain't that bad though.
And Ray J's wild.
But Ray J not off the Ray J just be doing goofy shit.
Yeah, he ain't like
What?
on drugs, running around
He not like,
sucking on microphones. He
yeah,
said
Ray
he was
J.
gonna get somebody. He had booty goons, seven white Rolls Royces outside, seven Maybachs,
Yeah,
and the
he
booty
goofy.
goons was coming.
He do goofy shit. He don't do like this nigga needs help shit. You just be like, what is Ray J up to
He
now?
go Rico Kim K for the sex tape.
But if I saw Ray J out, I'm not gonna be like, oh, man, here comes this nigga Ray J.
Right.
Why not? Everybody else do.
Nah, you gonna like, what's up, Ray J?
I kind of lean to what Craig is saying. People do be like, he needs help.
Who's
I
that
hear
like?
that.
I
I
don't think
wouldn't
Ray J
say
need help
that.
like that. I don't think he's like that. Are
He's just funny.
you talking about his
That's.
personal life and relationships? He ain't got nothing different than most people have who
Hold on. He just
have
had
the same
a gun
ups and
out
downs.
on his baby mom's on Christmas. He's not having a good time. This is fun for us to watch, but he's self-destructive
That's
at
his
this point.
job now. It's the chaos. He sells chaos now.
But
He
I'm
sells
saying
drama.
like that, but that's part of it. I think like what you're if you have good parenting, like Keon says, I don't think you're going to be selling chaos.
I think he did one reality show because his career was up and down, and he got that bread. And then you do another one. You see all them; they just keep doing more different reality shows.
Right.
Like that's a
It's a
job.
runner on the Kai Cenat stream, but when Ray J comes, they run.
Okay.
I'm like, I could keep naming things. I'm like, it's humorous to us, but when you look at it, you're like, hold on.
It does seem like a little chaotic.
A little chaotic, he sells chaos, bro. That's the job.
No, he sells Ray guns,
He don't
Ray.
sell. He don't sell none of those shits.
Was the Ray scooters, Ray scooters,
The Ray Cons and the Ray
and the glasses, Ray. What
glasses.
are they, Ray Bans?
The
Oh no,
Unbreakables.
that's a different brand.
Unbreakables. So
I don't care. That's great.
He
So
goes
good,
viral all the
parenting.
time. That's great.
I say it's some parents that are really hands-on and not stealing their kids' money, not selling them. You got to keep working. You got to keep working. I think parents who are just solid and kids be all right.
Yeah.
There's a lot that are cool. Keke Palmer is cool.
Dakota Fanning still good.
Well, I was gonna say the Somole, but the girl, she did better. Journey.
But you also see it with the kids that wanted to go into acting and begged their parents to go into acting, and they continued acting even afterwards because they didn't care how big the role was or any of that. Those are the ones that continue on because they're like, I'm doing it because I love it, not because our parents are paying the bills. And also, when you're paying the bills and your parents are there, they kind of walk a thin line when rent's due. And that once you're the kid actor and realize, hold on, nigga, if I don't book nothing, we don't work. Nah, we changing shit around here.
The power dynamics. And you
Yeah.
gotta think too, like for them kids, they go through a phase where it's like, all right, I'm an adult now. I need people to respect me as adults so that I'm gonna be extra so people stop seeing me as this little kid. Sometimes it really is just a like a flat out, I'm just gonna be extra so y'all stop looking at me as a kid.
I think height got a lot to do with that. When them little niggas,
Maybe
they be
little.
going crazy. They don't come out of it.
Maybe little. But most of them
Yeah,
will be little. You can't hire no they because they're always playing younger.
but I'm
They're
saying when they
already
don't
short.
grow.
But yeah, they weren't grown. They weren't gonna grow. That's how they got hired. I was Googling all the kids from I just watched Welcome to Derry. I was Googling them all, and they all 15, 17 now. And my sons be watching these shows, and I'll be Googling these kids. They be undersized then, and they just top out at like 5'6". You know what I mean? And they have young faces, and they can play young for a long time.
Yeah.
A lot of it too is as child actors, a lot of them stop going to acting classes. So when you're learning to act as a child, it's a whole lot different than when you're an adult. But a lot of them bring their child acting thinking play cute. As an adult, it's like, no, nigga, you gotta learn how to act now as an adult. Oh, mom. It's like,
Does it work? Oh, come on, honey.
oh, honey, can I?
And
I
then it's
feel
like, I
bad
can't
for the
book
ones who don't
anything.
age well. Like they were like really good looking kids, like adorable kids, and as adults, you're like, God damn,
How does
that
that
Sixth Sense
happen?
kid. That Sixth Sense kid did not pan out well. Haley Joel
Haley
Osment.
Joel Osment or whatever.
Woo! Yeah. Haley Joel looked like a troll, bro.
Some of them do
Yeah.
not be aging well.
But what's her name? Did really good. The girl from She's Killing from Man on Fire.
Yeah, Dakota Fanning. Dakota
Dakota
Fanning's
Fanning
amazing. Yeah.
she's done a great job. She's
Her
done
and
a
her
great
sister,
job.
dope.
Huh?
Her and her sister is dope.
Oh, I actually got a sister. Who is her sister?
Her sister is that she was in Daddy Daycare and she looked just like her.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't
And
know.
the Culkin, Macaulay Culkin and his brother, they didn't do too bad.
I thought Macaulay had a
Macaulay
meth
had a
era.
stretch, but he's back now.
He looks great now. He's
Yeah,
back.
he had
He's
a stretch where he
grew
was.
into his face.
He had a
A
stretch.
lot of those, like the old acting kids, a lot of times it's hard for them to get more work because they're so old acting into themselves that it's like, oh, okay. He played in Sixth Sense, but now we want him in Daddy Daycare.
The younger Olsen is killing. She's destroying as the Scarlet Witch.
What's younger,
No.
Olsen? Out of the Olsen
Oh,
twins?
yeah.
The
Yeah.
younger one.
The
They
younger
had a
one,
younger
the
sister.
sister.
I forgot they had
She's
a
from
baby
Marvel.
sister.
She's the Marvel girl.
Yeah.
She's a Scarlet
Black.
Witch.
That's
Scarlet Witch.
crazy. I gotta look at her now.
Yeah.
You'll see it in her face. You'll be like, oh. But the other two, the twins, I don't feel like they like. I feel like people tried to make a bigger thing than it was with them because they were like, she's so skinny. One's
They were
gonna die. They were like,
thin though,
yeah, they were
bro.
like on her.
It
And it
was
was like,
like
what is she doing? She's just skinny, bro. They
it
were
was
on her.
concerning skinny though. And their faces were like they were our age and they were looking like 57.
They've been under them lights since
They
birth,
were looking
though.
terrible. Their
Wait, so
lights and makeup and
the Olsen twin sister is Miss Marvel?
I did not know
no,
that.
not Miss Marvel. She's what's the one who's the one that's
Scarlet
losing
Witch.
vision? Wanda.
Yeah. Scarlet Witch. She
Yeah.
did Wanda. Come on, guys. You
The
know, this
one
is
that's
your
over
podcast.
18, right?
Huh? Yeah,
The one that's over 18 that controls stuff with her mind.
the one that almost killed Thanos.
Did you say the one that's over 18?
Yeah, I wanted to make sure because
Really, bro, are you serious, Keon?
What?
I did not know
Gotta
that.
get that off the head. Get it off the head.
Like,
Jackson,
so
you
that's
know the one that's
crazy.
legal? The one that's over 18, right?
Why is that the distinction?
don't
Before I'd be like in the tight leather pants,
know. Fair enough.
the one 018 in the tight that one, right?
Oh,
Yeah,
great.
I remember her.
That was great.
Fair enough.
I was concerned
I get
there.
that because I've done that before. I'm like, oh, wait, how old is she? Especially when you get to a certain age, everybody under like 10 years younger than you just looks like a baby.
Yeah.
So you'd be like, how, wait, before I say anything, how old is this person?
I don't like the kids who try to play. They're like in Stranger Things when you had, I forgot that the she was like the older sister. She looked like 30 to me. All the high school kids looked 30. They all looked old as shit. And then when I looked at their ages, I'm like, of course you niggas look fucking old.
Everybody under 30 look about the same age to me. That's why I'd be like, hold on, how old are you?
I don't like when they're trying to play 18 and I look and I'm like, you're 30, bro.
Well,
I
in
don't like.
Hollywood, you got 30-year-olds playing 18, so everybody under 30 looks 18 out here. So you're like, how old is
The only thing I don't like, I don't mind if you can play younger if your face can pull it off. When the dudes be trying to play younger and you can see the razor bumps,
you?
like, you know, everything HD now, you'd be like, bro, y'all supposed to believe this kid
You
is
just shaved
16?
today, huh? Yeah, I did this morning.
You see the 5 o'clock shadow?
Yeah, I'm like, nah, I don't believe this.
So like cut his hair grew back in the middle of a take. He's a grown ass man, man.
So Stranger Things has to be over now because they're like,
It's
well,
over.
they're grown now.
It's
It's
over.
over.
They had the
Yeah.
finale.
Yeah, I was gonna be like,
Well,
come
in
on.
Hollywood, you could never say it's over because the numbers were through the roof. So they might come back with another check and be like, hold on. We got some more. We got Stranger Thing playing cards. We got to push these. We go on another
How they
season.
do already?
Now the super old actors though, it's not that ain't new. I mean, if you look back at House Party, them dudes was this is grown as hell playing high school kids. That's
Oh
crazy.
yeah.
Wait,
But they
how old were
like,
kids play when they were doing that? They were what, 21, 22?
no, they were older than that. They were like 30.
They were hell.
No, not
In full
no.
force was
Full
they was
Force,
grown.
yeah. I'll give you Full Full
Force.
Force was
I'm
like
talking about kid
40.
and play.
Kid and Play was like 30. That
They
wasn't
had
the
to be
beginning of their
22.
career. House Party wasn't in the beginning of their career.
Yeah, they were already on. That's how they got House Party.
So when they did college, y'all saying them niggas was 35?
I'm saying at least 30.
But I'm talking about the first House Party.
I think them and Robin Harris was around the same age.
No. First house party, I'm giving them 22, 23.
I thought John Witherspoon was there, another kid that went to school with them.
They were in their mid-20s, DC.
Okay, so
Mid to
25.
late, 27, 28.
It says early to mid, so DC was right. They were about 23.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, they got on early then.
Yeah, they
Oh,
got early.
wait. Hold on. No. It's saying kid was probably 25, 26, and play was about 27, 28.
That's
Oh,
30.
that's, yeah, that,
30.
nah, that
That's
makes a
30.
big difference. That's a big, that's 30. That's 30. You
30.
30 as hell.
30s.
You 30 as hell.
You 30
Once
as
you hit
hell.
27, you're
You
30, bro.
27, you 30 as
You're
hell.
30. They don't give a damn about the next 2 years.
Yeah.
And
21, 20, okay.
oh, you got a good 26 years before they go like, hey, you gotta do something with yourself.
Yeah.
You
Because
30.
they were at the point in their career, like, man, what are we gonna do after rap? So they had to be a little bit over 21, 22. 21, 22, they're like, we go rap forever.
Right. Yeah,
27,
they was mature enough to
man.
make that decision. We got to switch it up.
Yeah, what are we gonna do after this?
When's it stop? Snoop is making another album. When does it
I don't
when is
think,
it?
I think hip hop changed, so I don't think there is no. Remember, it used to be a kid's thing. It was a young person's thing. Now, all those people are adults, and hip hop is like in culture now, so now there is no shelf life anymore.
All the old people push the kids out, so it takes a longer time to discover the kids because you gotta wait till they get popular on YouTube and your kids tell you about them. The old men ain't letting no young kids in the game.
Yeah, because they started it, especially the ones who are still hitting. Nas is still going and he's still fire.
Yeah.
Jay could drop something right now and it's still hit. So the guys who were young, it's just different now. So now rappers, it used to be made fun of if you were still rapping at 40. Now it's like, nigga, I'm just getting started.
Now it's like, all now it's like, then you gave up at 40?
Right. Or can
Well, a
you
lot of
tell
people,
something? Because these kids are trash.
a lot of people just getting on around 40. I know Finesse 2 times somewhere around 40. I know he's somewhere around 40.
Yeah, look at E40, E40, 50 plus.
I'm talking about just getting on.
Oh, yeah.
But Snoop and them gotta be about 60.
Yeah, Snoopy is closer.
Dre 60.
Dre definitely is because he was older than Snoop.
All right.
They're way up there.
He is already a hit with the World Class Wrecking Crew.
Snoop 54. So we'll keep him in 50s.
We're keeping 50s, but that's closer. That's getting close to 60.
Yeah, he got 3 more years.
Yeah.
Well, I
That
say
57.
Dre is about 50.
He's 60.
He's
There's
60
something
as
about
hell.
57.
Go ahead, DC. He's 60 as hell.
Yeah, he's 60 as hell.
I wonder because like stand up, your audience keeps growing with you, right? Like as y'all all going through the same things at the same time, so you still love those cats. But I mean, I guess people do it. They
I
do
think
their.
stand-up's slightly different because I think funny, as long as your voice and comedy changes and you change with the time of if your voice changes, funny be funny. Because I'd be it'd be 18-year-old kids coming up to me at shows like, "Oh my God." And I mean, if you could connect just the funny, it don't even matter.
Also, with stand-up, you could start at any age. Much like acting, you could start at any age. Rapping, I don't know, but acting, you could start at 60 and they got grandpa roles and
I
everything.
mean, acting is a little different though, because you don't have to build a fan base with you. Stand up, rap, stuff like that, you got to build a fan base.
Well, so same with acting. If you're going to be a leading man, you have to build a fan base in order for them to start putting you in the leading roles.
Yeah. So I agree with DC though on the stand up. If you funny, I'd be having young people at mine all the time.
Yeah.
They barely just made this my 21st birthday, bro. I've been trying to see you. It'd be. If you just enough goofy and immature, them kids gonna come.
Yeah, because
You too
comedy ain't
grown.
nothing but a language, bro. And if you can speak that language for a long time, then you'll transcend with I remember I was trying to go with this agent, and he took me to do a one of those don't tell shows. And he was like, when I finished, I ripped the show. And when I finished, he was like, "Oh yes, I just wanted to see if you could relate to the kids." And I was like, in my mind, I was like, "Oh, that's a thing." You know what I mean? Like, can you relate to the people who are buying these young tickets, I guess, or whatever?
I didn't know you did the don't tells.
Yeah, I did don't tell. I didn't do any tapings, but I did about four of them. Were non-taping, like little them. You know how they be at the little awkward spots, libraries and stuff. Yeah.
The gym, they'd be
Yeah,
hella
you be. Yeah,
I've been waiting for them to call me for a taping.
I haven't did a taping yet though.
The gym is crazy. What?
Oh, they're
You
everywhere, bro.
everywhere.
It'd be a place you didn't even. It'd be like when you go to a secret place. It'd be a secret place within the secret place. They'd be like, you'd be at a brewery. They'd be like, nah, not this brewery. The one in the back with the secret door that opens up through the where they have the beer at. Yeah.
Doing stand up in Narnia and shit. Doing stand up in a laundromat was new.
That was
Oh,
normal.
brainwash, yeah.
Brainwash.
That sounds crazy with
Yeah, I
the
was like,
buyers
oh,
going.
and people sitting there watching, not doing laundry, like sitting there
Who took y'all
watching.
there?
DC.
Yeah,
I think
by
you were
yes,
with us, weren't you?
yeah, Tony Sparks and I, Brainwash Cafe in San Francisco. I think it's like close to Haight Street, I want to say, but
Think
yeah,
I'm at age. I think I'm
they
at
whipping
Shrine
out
Brewery.
coins on you,
I was gonna
putting
say
names.
I keep getting $5 in change during niggas set.
In the Bay, used to be spots. It was kind of like, I think the people who started Don't Tell from the Bay.
Are they?
I believe so. I believe so. I can't, don't quote me
They
on that, but
started because of COVID, right?
no, they, I'll tell you off camera how
I
it
don't
worked.
know if more people claim the Bay or Brooklyn. Everything, like, I think the Bay started
Because the
that.
dudes that started it are from there, I believe. I gotta ask Gary because he knows them.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. It
I met
started
Steve.
on some like trying to basically, in LA you gotta be in the clubs and stuff. So let's just do our own shows.
I get
Oh.
it because
And I bet it's also a certain type that started it, and I'll tell y'all off camera like what it really was, and then it just blew up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I met Steve Ballmer's kid, does stand up. I forgot his first name, but
Yeah.
actually, Keon, he opened up. Was that us that he opened up for, or was it DC?
Steve Ballmer.
His son.
Dude
I don't
owns the
even know who
Clippers.
Steve Ballmer is. Who's Steve
He owns the
Ballmer?
Clippers. The owner for the Clippers.
The owner of the Clippers.
Oh, okay.
His son's a comedian because I guess you can do whatever you want when you're there.
Goddamn right, huh?
But he's a part of that Don't Tell Me click also. He's a part of
Oh,
that.
okay.
But he opened up for, I want to say it was Keon, man. I want to say it
Man, if
was
my dad owned the Clippers, I wouldn't give a flashing foo gaggy about comedy. I'd be like, whatever. I'll do comedy for 2 days. I'm done with it.
No, you probably buy a stand-up club and do it all the time.
Yeah, I wouldn't have no other comedians come.
Oh, you'd get a you'd open your own club and then you'd book yourself as a host
Book myself as the host, the
every freaking
feature.
week.
The host, the feature. You know how
Get up there and bomb.
it goes. You know how it goes, Keon.
Get up there and bomb, but your name is on the door, so oh God. I'd be
Figure out who we're
sitting
talking
there,
about,
bro.
though. Huh? I'm trying to
I'll
figure out who we're talking
tell
about.
you off camera.
Because
There'd be a lot of stuff going on, man.
I'd be like, the only person I know is Nate. Nate be ripping. So I go,
No,
it
not
ain't
Nate.
Nate.
Nate won't jump on your shows. Nate be doing his own thing.
Yeah, I go like Nate ripped, but I'm Nate ain't gonna
Nate,
bomb on his on his show. So
what?
that's why I was like,
Are
who
we saying that if you own a comedy club, for the most part, outside of Nate, you can't be funny?
what about
Well,
Chappelle?
most of them are failed comedians.
Oh, we're talking about for the most part.
What
So
about Chappelle?
Chappelle's an outlier. J. Anthony Brown's an outlier. Nate Jackson's an outlier. But I guess a lot of other people.
Yeah, a
Not
lot.
Chappelle.
There's three in LA we can name.
No.
Own comedy clubs were failed comedians?
One's doing really
Absolutely.
good on the road.
Oh.
One's doing really good on the road.
Absolutely.
Which
The
would you
ones who
say?
I think you're talking about, they're doing really good on the road.
Nope.
It's not that one.
They don't go on the road because they run the comedy club.
Oh no, the one I'm talking about goes on the road all the time.
Oh no. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
No.
I'm thinking of the other two.
They're close. They're really close.
I'm
They're
thinking that.
neighbors.
I realize that, and I'm trying to think which one you're talking about.
They are on the same street. Yeah,
One is. Nate don't count.
One
Nate did
is.
it to help comedians, not because I can't do this other thing.
No, Nate built something great.
Yeah,
Yeah,
Nate.
Nate built something totally different and great. Like Chappelle, they built some stuff that's just like, okay.
What's Chappelle's called?
Like the firehouse or something like that.
It's in Ohio.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
Is
That's
it
the one
in
he was talking
whatever
about
that
on his
little town
special,
he
right?
lives in?
It's in Yellow Springs.
Yeah, Yellow Springs. It's nice.
I didn't even know he had one until the special.
Oh, he shot it there? Smart.
No, he mentioned
He
it.
talked
Oh,
about it.
Yeah,
Smart.
me and Craig went by. He took us by there. It
Okay.
was dope.
I was gonna
It's
say
like,
it's
is it more
a
like, is it a comedy club? Like a comedy club?
it's
It's a
like,
comedy
yeah.
club.
Comedy club.
Do he book regular or he only book like famous?
Well, he has, well, I guess until after the famous roster slows down, it's just famous for right now, but it's all big acts
That's
that
okay. He
come
be and it
in.
ain't just comedy. He'll bring in clips. He'll bring in the
Yeah.
Roots. You know how
Yeah.
he do. And they'll be there for that weekend. Like there, this is no comedy, just the clips.
Got you. So
Yeah.
he just going on relationships.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just who does he want to see? Come by. Come by my city.
Come through and hang out. I got it.
Yeah.
That
And
makes
then
sense.
He's like, hey, you want to hang out at my
yeah,
club?
we'll drink and party all day, and then we'll just go and
Pretty.
jam out at the club. It's
Yeah.
not real.
Pretty good. That's pretty good. I'm pretty
But
jealous.
it's modern. It's super nice.
It's really nice, yeah.
Yeah.
What would you name your comedy club?
Ooh.
I call mine selfish.
This is a terrible, terrible name for a comedy club.
Welcome to Selfish. Ain't nobody getting no goddamn time but my friends. And we bumping outsiders.
This is a terrible name for a comedy
What
club,
would I
man.
call?
That's garbage. So far, I'm gonna go with the Yuck Yuck Hut. That's my opinion.
Why? They got a
There's
Yuck Yucks in
already a
Canada.
Yuck Yucks. There's a Yuck Yucks?
There's a Yuck
Yeah,
Yucks in
there is a
Canada.
Yuck Yuck.
That's a
Several
terrible
of them.
name. The
There's several Yuck
Yuck
Yucks
Yucks is a thing.
in the chain.
Yuck Yucks. Let me see.
Yuck
What
Yucks is
was
like the Funny Bone or Improv of Canada.
I? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're
Are they
everywhere.
still around, Keon?
Yeah, they I met the guy.
Oh.
Even when I was
Oh,
supposed to do
oh.
something.
I might call it knee slappers.
Knee slappers? Okay.
Knee
Yeah.
slappers. Is that
That
another
sounds like a
knee
comedy
slapper?
club.
That ain't
Yeah.
bad.
Huh? Knee slap that sounds like a comedy club.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome
Me
to
get
Knee
mine. Let me think of a
Slappers.
real
Oh,
one.
we're going to Knee Slappers. I'm booked at Knee Slappers. That's a good one.
All right.
I'll call mine's one funny.
One funny.
One funny person, me.
No. Oh, that's a good one. That's
One
even better for Selfish. You're right.
funny comedy club.
No, one funny. Everyone's funny under one umbrella.
Okay. One funny.
What's what's what
I don't like that one. Everybody's funny under one umbrella. That doesn't ring. I'm going to everybody's funny under one umbrella.
That's a long name. It's
That's
long.
long as hell.
I'm not feeling one funny. I'm not feeling it.
Oh, shut up. Ain't for you.
It's only for you. Funny ones
I
is
love Mike
better.
F's name, the one Mike.
Oh, well, Mike was up. Oh, okay.
That was a dope name. That's what this is called, right? Mike F's is
I
called
think
one Mike.
so.
Right now, Knee Slappers is winning.
Knee Slappers is good.
Because Mike dropped, I go, solid name right there. It's a solid name.
Yeah, I like Mike Drop's name. I mean,
Laugh Factory is a good name also.
that's a great name.
Yeah,
Comedy
that's
Store is great.
Comedy Store is dope too.
Yeah.
Laughs Unlimited was crazy.
Haha is a good name.
Haha is a good name.
Yeah. Chuckles. Chuckles does.
That's a good one.
That's one.
Chuckles, I think of some kind of evil clown off top.
I think that's one already. Chuckles.
I just think
Yeah,
of like
because
evil
Funny
clown
Bone.
named
See, Funny
Chuckles.
Bone was good.
Funny Bone, yeah.
Funny Bone was great, honestly.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Would you
All the great ones are
what
who's
was you
kind of
about to
taken.
say, Keon?
Would y'all perform at a place called Tickles?
Yeah.
Tickles Comedy Club?
I gotta ask
It
around first.
is.
What y'all know about tickles?
Chuckles and tickles, about the same.
Nah. Chuckles and tickles don't even come close to me.
Tickle me
Tickles
funny.
has.
Tickle me tickle has been associated with funny since the beginning of time.
Sure, but it's also a physical touch, or it could be an inappropriate touch right behind it. You know what I mean?
I'm going with the joke bank.
Joke Bank is
Ooh,
good. That's good.
Joke Bank fire. I like
That's
it.
good.
Yeah, I ain't mad at the Joke Bank.
Or the Laugh Bank. How about that?
The
Joke Bank,
Laugh
Laugh
Bank.
Bank, huh? Yeah.
That's a good one. So far, DC sucked.
Punchline has a good name
Yeah,
too.
yours didn't last, DC.
Punchline has a good name.
Punchline
Punchline. Don't say setups because that sounds like somewhere I'm
premises.
not going. You
Call your
going to
club
setups?
premises and watch people try shit out.
Like I grew up, it was Comedy Connections, and it was like never a great name. I was always like,
Right now, DC's in last.
no,
Do
I'm
you know,
not.
even though
Mine
Keon
ain't
hasn't
count.
come up with
Is
yet,
there one called the Comedy Spot? Is that one?
That is a thing.
I've heard that one.
Okay. Okay.
Comedy Zone's a thing.
Comedy Zone's a thing. That was a good one. Is the Laugh House? Is that a thing?
Ooh, sounds familiar. That might be a thing.
It might be a
How about
thing.
Ripples?
Ripples?
Riddles
Yeah.
is a thing.
Riddles? Ripples?
Ripples.
Ripples?
Why
Why
ripples?
ripples?
Because the laughs ripple through your spine.
Let's see if Laugh House is a
DC
thing.
can't name shit.
Oh, Laugh House is in Covina.
He peeked at his daughters. Man, those two names, and he's been ass since.
The last spine.
Wait.
What? Why the last spine? Because it goes through your spine when you laugh.
Okay, I got one. I got mine. I got mine.
All right.
This was good. Laugh vine.
Laugh vine.
The laugh vine.
Okay, that's better. That's
That's a
better.
little, yeah.
Oh,
You're still in. You're in third.
yeah.
Until Keon comes up with one.
Yeah, there's a laugh house. It's in where is this? It's in Carolina. They have two.
So what's number one right now? It goes with
Laugh
Cash.
Vine. It goes Laugh Vine.
The laugh market.
Wait,
Like a comedy store.
what about joke place? Is that a thing?
Joke place.
Yeah.
They
Oh, the
have the
joke
J
bar.
spot. Is that kind of joke spot? Joke
The
place.
joke bar.
Joke
Wait,
bar.
are you
Joke bar
Googling
work.
spots, Keon?
Yeah,
Oh,
he
I'm
is.
saying them and then seeing if they're a thing because I'm not
Oh,
telling
okay.
nobody.
AI is helping him out
He's
right
on
now.
chat. So joke bar is not a thing.
Keon's don't count. He cheating.
No, and joke place is, let's see if that's a thing. That's not a thing either. What
Now, the
about Joker's?
last,
Is Joker's a place? Yes, it's in Richmond, Washington.
Jokers, that's a
Yeah.
good one.
I would do the laugh bar.
Laugh
Is that a
bar?
thing?
Laugh bar
Laugh bar
sounds good.
solid.
The laugh bar?
Yeah, that's solid.
That is solid.
So that's
Laugh
number one
bar
right
is not
now.
a
Give me
thing.
the
Laugh bar works.
It's way better than what would you say, DC?
laugh vine.
Laugh vines, I'm not mad at. What was the first one you said?
That's the first one I said, laugh
One
vine.
funny.
No, I said laugh vine first. Is
DC be
that
like, oh, I'm gonna go to tear ducts because when you're laughing,
because you
tears
teared
come down. Tear Ducts Comedy Club.
Tear Dust is good.
I thought I say Tear Ducts is not terrible.
Tear
Yeah,
Ducts
Tear
isn't
Ducts,
bad.
you
I'm
own to something there. I knew you had it in you, kiddo.
going to name it Cheeks.
Because
Because when you smile, your cheeks go like
then at
that.
night it's a strip club.
Oh, it's a strip club during.
What about Smiles? Is Smiles one?
I
Smiles
think that
Comedy
might
Club?
be
I
one.
think Smiles has been one.
Let's see.
Miles. Smiles Comedy Club. That's not bad.
Oh, wait,
Smiles is
wait,
too bland. That's like too easy.
wait. Oh, it
Smiles.
used to be a thing in Sherman Oaks. It's closed now.
Oh, I remember Smiles. We used to go there.
You did?
Oh, we
Yeah,
Janet
did.
used to run it.
Who?
Janet Russo.
Russo. That sounds
Yeah.
hella familiar.
Yeah, Janet Russo. Smiles,
And
yep.
then that's the one on Ventura?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Encino, right? Was it
Yeah.
Encino?
Yeah. Right?
Actually, that's where Bruce Fine, Alex Thomas used to run that.
I think Janet may have had it after them.
Janet, that
Yeah.
does sound hella familiar. Didn't
Zoe used to do it out there too, or no?
Probably light skin though.
Okay, where was what's your name spot at where
Garza.
Trey used to host?
Oh,
It used to
Reseda.
be Porn Stars there. It was in
I think his spot was like in Reseda or something like
yeah,
that.
and it had the lips outside the door.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yep. Yep.
Is that where Porn Star Karaoke
Woo,
is?
that's a long time ago, DC.
Yeah, so yeah. Remember
Yeah,
that place?
that's a long time ago.
I think, was it the sushi spot where Porn Star Karaoke
No.
is?
You're thinking about
No.
on Ventura, Craig.
No, I'm thinking about up by like Sherman Oaks, I mean Sherman Way and like Corbin up over that way.
No, I don't think it was, this one was like where Chaz said on Reseda.
Yeah,
Off Reseda or in Reseda, yeah.
I remember you talking about. That's the first time I saw Cletus Smith was
And
there.
Tony Baker's cousin used to host, Tashawn Barrett.
Yep. His
Tony Baker got a cousin?
Yeah.
And
Tashawn will host there.
then
I didn't know
that's the
he had
first
a
one. Do you
cousin.
remember when Kalita would come up there and like co-host or something like that?
Yep, Kalita from My Wife and Kid. No, from
Bernie Mac Show.
Bernie Mac Show, yep.
The first time I saw her, I was like, woo! And
I was like,
then
I see why she's on TV.
yeah.
Ow!
Is 3 o'clock still a thing? Oh,
It's still
no.
there, but I don't know if they still do comedy there. But it's right next to the Wild Card Gym.
See, I like spots like that because it was the bar and then it was just a room that you can just do stand up in. Like, I like that. Yeah. Wasn't that Pacquiao's gym? Everybody kept saying.
Yeah, Freddie Roach's.
Yeah, Freddie Roach's
Oh,
gym.
okay.
Yeah, Freddie Roach. I think he still owns it or something like that. I don't know if he's there though.
Never saw Pac though. Be
Yeah,
looking.
you never saw Pac. I think they had to shake things up. Get it? All right, let's go. Keep
I
going.
used to
Move on.
see Pac all
Wowzers.
the time.
Welcome to one comedy, guys. Was it one
One
laugh,
mic.
everybody?
Welcome to one mic.
Welcome to Selfish. It's
Welcome
just me.
to Hello, is this thing on?
Funny vines.
Funny vines don't work. The more you keep saying it, the worse it gets.
Funny vines.
Man, would you go to a spot? Would you go to a spot called Bombers? Okay. Now,
Yes, if they were paying me enough,
well,
yes.
the whole idea is the Apollo theme. It is this. It's a weekend of we're trying to boo you. You have nothing. We're not coming to have a good time. This our whole thing is to come and ruin your time. This is our goal. You can win us over. You get paid no matter what, but our goal at Bombers is to get you to be like, well, fuck y'all. And then
How
we'll
much?
get
How
money
is it
back.
a weekend? Is it a
And
one
so
night?
you're doing a weekend with a good
How much
chunk
they
of change,
paying? How much they
huh?
paying?
Whatever you like, sir. A good chunk of change at your rate now, where you are, you'd be
And
like,
how long is the set again?
you're doing an hour.
You're doing your headlining. You're
You're
headlining
doing
Bombers.
Thursday, two shows Friday, two
You hear the
shows
crowds are
Saturday.
tough at Bombers. Huh?
It
Not no,
starts at
not even
11.
that's not even tough at that point. That's we're coming to
You're
fuck shit up.
you're doing a Cleveland crowd that's coming to boo you.
It's
Okay.
four drink entrance fee starting at 11 p.m. It's all Friday, second show energy.
Yo, lately the Friday show's been fire lately.
We had a good
I've
one not
gotten
too
into
long ago
people.
too. Yeah, we had a good late show not too long
Lately, I've
ago.
been having my Saturdays late be worse than the Fridays. That'd be the one.
Oh, I got the winner.
What you got?
Humor Us. That's the name of the club. Humor Us.
Humorous,
Oh,
like
with the
play on
humorous.
words, but also
Humor
humor
Us.
us. That's a good
Yeah.
one. Humorous.
All
Yeah.
right.
You didn't just think of that though. That was some chat GPT shit. You didn't just not just come up with that. That's too good.
The self high five is great.
Yeah, that's too good, Craig. And where'd you get that from?
What you mean?
Where'd you get
I got shirts made
that
up already.
in?
That was going to be the podcast. Humor Us.
Humor us. Craig pitched this to his uncles years ago, and they all said,
Yeah,
"Y'all
that didn't just
talk."
come from off the dome. That's something y'all
Boom! Let me
talked
think
about.
of one thing.
Craig, if
Wait.
y'all opened up one, y'all would just use y'all last name.
Yeah, definitely.
Y'all good to go.
Yeah.
That would be dope.
Yeah, Wayne's Comedy Club would
We
be
almost
crazy.
opened one a couple times. It's just when you're still out on the road doing stand-up, it's hard to have your own club.
Right, but there's a thousand of y'all. Y'all don't have some business Wayne's's?
Yeah, but your name, once you're in the industry, your name takes precedence over sometimes the people that's on stage until it builds up to the point where these many people came through and performed. Up until then, if you go to the Wayne's to watch a show and the people bomb, they blame the Wayne's. They don't blame the people on stage. But I don't know. The Wayne's, they comedy club is corny. You be like, wait, no, nah, nigga, it was one night. That was somebody else.
That's a good point.
But who would be in charge of the booking? Y'all know everybody. Y'all not booking no bombers.
I would probably be in charge of the booking since
Ain't
I'm
no
here.
bombers. Yeah. Monday
Yeah,
through
Craig.
Wednesday might be some ass, but that's every club in the country.
Nah, not even then. I know everybody that's home from the road. It just would suck for the people that's here trying to get on.
Oh, you would open it here.
Yeah.
I think you have to start in LA.
Or in New York, but it has to be LA or New York.
If you go to a
Yeah,
small
then
town, it
if it
don't
was
matter if
here,
they're all
yeah, you could
bombs.
get good people to come in Monday
If
through
it
Thursday.
starts in Miami, it's gonna fail. I'm
Miami.
fucking in the back and ruining the numbers. It's gonna just fail. I'll take the blame now. Sorry, guys. I failed already.
Like, when did Craig get on meth? Hey
Hey,
man, Miami.
the girl said if I gave her 15 minutes.
Craig said, do you want to get paid in cocaine?" Like, no, I wanted cash. All
No,
we
I'll
got
be running the venue. I'll be like, huh? Who ran the light? It's all right. It's all right.
You know what I noticed? Outside of Flappers, clubs in LA don't do weekends. Like,
They
you go
do.
around the country and you can do weekends. We all go around the country and do weekends, but LA don't really be like people don't be flying in here to do like weekends. Oh, well, the improvs.
Improv comedy
No,
store.
not re no, not really.
Laugh Factory, yeah.
Outside of the improv and flappers, they don't be flying here like that.
Laugh Factory and a comedy store.
Yeah, but it's not often. It's
When you
not
see
regular.
them, I don't think, I think
No, they
Keon's
don't be
right.
doing that. It's not a
They don't bring
regular
you
thing
in
to
for a
have.
weekend here.
Yeah, a new weekend. This person's here this week, and this person's here this week. That's not
Right. It's not like
regular.
that. Yeah, that's why you see it up on the thing. They usually have,
Sometimes,
sometimes, but
but
it's not like a regular, like everywhere else in the country, every weekend somebody
yeah,
coming
it's not, it's
here.
sure not weekly. You
And
don't
the
see
I don't
that.
think y'all pay attention to it.
I'm
Nah,
excluding
bro.
improv because they're on the outskirts of LA. So all the improv is Irvine, Ontario, yada yada. That's but in
Yeah.
LA, outside of flappers, and even flappers don't do it like that, where every weekend is somebody new
Right.
because people be having nights there and stuff like that. I don't know why LA is one of them cities where people don't go because New York do it. People go to New York and do weekends all the time.
Yeah.
But here, they don't, people ain't flying in. Like when you look at people's tours, you don't be seeing like LA. It'd be the improvs.
And if
Because
they
it's such
fly
an
in, a lot of times
abundant.
they'll do an off-brand night. They'll do a Wednesday or something.
Right, 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 right.
Yeah.
Plus, it's such an
Because
abundance of
that's the
time.
night that the club will give up. LA ain't giving up their weekends because they got every headliner
Right.
in LA.
That are just
Monday through
working.
Friday, they're
Yeah.
doing headliner shows. Everybody on the lineup is a headliner.
I mean, the Laugh Factory are gonna have Joel Coy come in, Dane Cook come in. You're gonna have all these George Lopez gonna come in. He gonna be like, oh dang. You get all these dudes in one time right here.
Yeah, they're not gonna get that up. But it's just interesting because I was like, when I thought about it, I was
Yeah,
like,
it's just
nobody's
crazy.
really
No,
coming.
the more interesting part is how you said New York don't do it because they got a good amount of.
Yeah, then New York shouldn't have to do it, but they do. They still give people
I
weekends.
don't think New York got as many as A-list comedians living there, how LA
Yeah,
does.
they do. Yeah,
Nah,
they
bro.
do. There, bro.
I don't
Everybody
think so,
touring the whole
broski.
East Coast.
A lot. There's a
Everybody
lot
on
of heavy hitters
SNL.
on the
Well,
East.
maybe not as many stars per se. Big name
That's what
comics.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, when I
They're not
say
stars,
A-listers,
but
I
they're
mean
big name.
stars.
They're big name comics. They're stars as far as comics go. Maybe
Sure.
not movie stars, but they're big name comics.
Yeah, but I don't, that's not like when Marlon goes, he sells tickets.
Yeah, I mean, you got Bill Burr, you got a lot of Chris Rock, you
But
got a lot of
those are
big.
LA cat. Bill Burr
Yeah,
them
they're
is
all out
LA.
here.
They all out here now.
Move, okay.
Yeah.
You got
They're all out here.
Godfrey,
Because
you got.
even when people be going to the cellar, they're just dropping in because they're in New York.
Yeah.
But they don't really just be living there like that.
Seinfeld, Chris Rock, I think those cats are here.
Seinfeld's in Vegas, I thought.
Oh, here?
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah,
He's pretty
but
much
you look
here.
at some of the younger comics. A lot of people move here, but everybody does their mecca and their time in New York.
Man, I would do a residency so
When
bad,
we
bro, in
go out
Vegas.
there and we walk into the comedy club, it's a bunch of big
Yeah, I
comics.
saw every, when I stopped by the
Yeah.
cellar, I saw hell of people in there. It felt like the Comedy Store in the Laugh Factory.
Only
But they
much.
probably, like remember Broadway's had a headliners every weekend before it closed. And I was like,
You talking about that's in New York?
yeah, that was
Yeah,
in Chicago.
Broadway's has a headliner. With The Stand does a headliner every weekend, I think.
Well, Caroline's closed, but they used to do a headliner.
That's what
Yeah,
I
they
meant. Sorry,
still.
that's what I meant. Caroline's.
Yeah.
Caroline's on Broadway. That's why I said Broadway. My
Yeah,
bad.
Caroline's, yeah. And I know The Stand. I know when we went, we did like The Stand, I think.
Yeah, The Stand stay popping.
Yeah.
I just found it interesting that LA don't do that like that.
If you got offered by the comedy gods and it was like you can never tour again, okay? But you get one of those Vegas residencies, right? Like a good one, but you can. There's no more travel. You're what's his name? Carrot Top.
You're Wayne
Okay.
Brady. You're
Wayne
George
Brady.
Wallace.
George Wallace did it for what? 11 years? 12 years?
I thought he did it longer than
I thought he
that.
did longer than that too. I think he's still. I think isn't he back out there?
No, I don't think so.
I think
I
he.
just don't think he's at Flamingo anymore. I thought he went somewhere else.
I think the gout done took him off the road.
Come on, man.
Had a good heat. He had a good run.
Come on,
I
Craig.
ain't say anything racist.
Seinfeld's doing a residency.
Is he still is his shit still going?
Yeah, I believe
Probably the
so.
same place George Wallace was.
Hell nah.
I would get bored doing this. I
He
think
ain't been no fucking flamingo.
I would do the residency on the back end when I'm too old to travel and I don't feel like going
That's the
anywhere.
Don Rickles versus
You know what I mean? Because
man.
like I would get right now doing the residency, I'd be bored.
Yeah, I think just being there the whole one spot the whole time.
One spot.
Same, same
You gotta
crowd
think
but
about this. You
different.
gotta think about this. If you do a residency, right, and it's huge, they're paying you for you to be in their top floor hotel. Everything's taken care of. They're
No,
you got you get you're getting treated like the king in Vegas
and
in the residency.
you're on a schedule. Like when we go on the road, we pick our schedule. You doing that residency, that is your contract. You there.
Yeah,
You
but you're
there.
there every day at the same time. A residency is like picking up a sitcom, but you get paid every night. And
Right.
it's just you have to be here at this time every day. Cool.
And that's it just to me, it just seems like a hostage situation, and I'm not a fan of that.
You get weekend money every day. And
You
you don't have to go out and promote because
and you're not paying rent.
people are flying to you. You don't have to
I need my
fly.
freedom. They're paying for everything.
Free food, free.
Free laundry, free
Yeah, I mean,
the
hey,
free.
stop, Chad. He had me at food. But
Your kids would be like Josh and Drake.
nah,
Is it Drake and Josh?
if you're at like the Caesar's Palace, bro, and like this is like, oh, what can we bring you up from the buffet every day? It's like,
I
oh,
know, but you're still there, locked in your dungeon, just performing night after
you
night.
got one of the biggest penthouses in the city. What do you mean locked in a
Still,
dungeon?
I need to
Well,
be able to go, come and go.
yeah, but you're not really. If you're on the road, if you book every weekend, then you come home for 2 days and you're back out. And you come home for 2 days and
Going
you're
to
back
different
the
places.
same
You're going to
prison.
different places.
This is hotel room,
And
the
you're
venue.
choosing that though. You're choosing it. You're not locked into this contract to stay there for however many months of just this.
Gonna take that residency, bro. That shit
Now,
is show.
if they said tomorrow, hey, we're gonna give you $40 million, well, I'm gonna be in Vegas.
Yeah,
But
it's such a good check to just be sitting still.
yeah.
all you gotta do is go to, take the elevator down. You at work.
It's the dream job. You can take your kids to school. You're making a ton of money. You can let them play with white tigers. Everything,
And
all in one spot.
you're living in Vegas. Ugh.
Well, that's the only downside. That's the downside. That's the only downside I thought of was that you're in Vegas, though.
We were just there for Christmas, and I was just looking around, and I was like, ugh. And I figured out why I hate Vegas, and it's the same reason I hate Arizona. There's no greenery. Like, it's
You're
just
in the middle of the
there's
desert.
and there's beer and we need where there's no water. There's
Yeah.
no like how we have how the Bay touches the water, how LA touches the
Yeah, I need
water.
scenery, man.
Yeah.
My peace of mind. Just desert and rocks every rocks
Man-made
every
lakes. They be
day.
like, we got a lake. You be like, where? It's the
Yeah.
nigga Charles built this shit. He'd be like a regular nigga. Y'all got a lake that What's it called? Lake Charles?
nigga built. Lake Charles.
Lake
Just rocks and
Charles is
lizards and meth, man. I'm good.
ass. All right, Keon, you got to get going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the school's around the corner, so I'm fine
Oh,
for right
okay. I know you had to get somewhere. Where are you gonna be at, Keonathan?
now. I'm not on the road this month because I'm just doing some tapings.
The residency.
So I'm just doing two tapings this month. So I'm staying here. I'm just working out here before these tapings, and then I don't go out till February.
Nope.
So I'm just here in LA, telling jokes in LA.
What you got, Gregory?
Man, you know, it's at Craig
Anyway.
Wayne's on everything, man. I'm be out here putting together this Wild Pass tour for everybody to come meet me on the Wild Pass tour. I'll be telling y'all every week where I'm gonna be.
The
So
Wild
stay
Pass
tuned.
tour.
Yes. I'll be telling y'all Thursday where I'll be on Friday.
That's great. DC.
Let's get it done. Springfield Comedy Club, Springfield, Missouri. All this weekend. So this drops Thursday. You'll have me there
Normal.
Friday and Saturday.
That's
And
normal.
Thursday, honestly.
Oh, Springfield's a that's a that's every town and every state has a Springfield.
Right. That's
That's the
normal.
most generic one you can do. Catch me, Lacroni and Chaz. We're doing an Aquarius birthday show February 6th for you Aquarius downtown Los Angeles. So please feel free to come out, me and Dion Lack. And that's it. That's it. That's it. We're still
We
homeless.
out. All right, niggas.
How do I log?
How do
I was
I
gonna
I'm gonna
log
keep
out of
all
this.
this in there, Keon. I'm keeping
Huh?
all that. How do I